בוא לכם ציור.
פולי לן? אה? אוקיי. That's good. It's good enough. Okay, back to where we left off last week on garments that you're allowed to wear, what's subordinate to the garment, what's not subordinate to the garment. So we said that anything that could be used as actual garment material or functions of the garment, so like we said, a belt, suspenders, it's a very interesting question. We started discussing this last week. Can you wear suspenders and a belt at the same time? This is a question, Allah. The bottom line is that you're allowed to wear suspenders and a belt because each one has a different function in the garment. So even though seemingly one of them is not useful, but lapel, you're allowed to, like shoulder pads or rolling up sleeves. You know, the Mishnah says you shouldn't, but nobody agrees with that. Price tags. Okay, let's talk about some practical things of now, things that are not important are completely bottled to the garment. Okay, for instance, spare buttons, we said, is not a problem. Cleaner's tags, sometimes they leave a cleaner tag, so preferably it should be removed before Shabbos. But if it wasn't, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Identification, shatnez labels, you know, someday in the suit they have the shatnez label that was tested for shatnez. Price tags, again, preferably should be removed for Shabbos, not a... Or thread, sometimes you have a button falls off, but there's the thread left a little bit on... So ideally, it's best to take it off before Shabbos. But if not, you're allowed to wear a garment like that on Shabbos.
Now, in jewelry for the men?
Jewelry for the men. If the style of men is to wear jewelry, which is what it is today, then men would be allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Originally, Bechlal, Bechlal, generally speaking, at one time in Halacha, it was forbidden because it was a woman's garment. Men didn't wear jewelry, even though you find in Chumash that the men wore jewelry, earrings and all that stuff. So a lot of it depends on the time. If the time is a time when the custom is that men wear jewelry, then it wouldn't be a problem. If you're talking about a time in history that men don't wear, so then they wouldn't be allowed to wear jewelry because then it's a woman's garment. I'll give you an example. That, for instance, in Shulchan Aruch it says a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Shulchan Aruch it says a man in the dinim of a man can't wear women's garment liyubish gever. So over there, there's a din Shulchan Aruch. A man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Why? Because in the olden times, men never looked into mirrors. Who looked into mirrors? Women did. So if a man looks into a mirror, he's doing a woman's thing. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Pearl later poskim write that today it's not an issue because men also look in a mirror. It's not only a woman's thing to look in a mirror. You know, men also look in a mirror. First of all, a lot of time by tefillin, you look in a mirror. But Bechlal, people look in the mirror to see if their tie is straight, if their brain is straight, if their head's straight. I mean, people look in the mirrors, so then it wouldn't be a din of a woman's garment. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's a very interesting thing. In the din of, you're not allowed to go in the ways of goyim. Chukas ha-goy, yeah? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says like this. You're not allowed to wear red garments. You're not allowed to wear white garments. You're not allowed to wear black garments. You're not allowed to wear green garments. So what do you wear? No, so the poskim talk about in Shulchan Aruch, in the commentaries and the side of Shulchan Aruch, in certain places, black was a goyish color. Okay, so then halacha would say then a Jew would not allow to be wear black garments because they're wearing it because they want to be like the rest of the goyim. Okay, in certain places. The goyim wore red garments, green garments, blue garments. So in those places, but that was like the goyish color, then you're not allowed to wear it. For instance, it's discussed in Halacha, Lamashu, wearing black at a funeral, yeah, is really, it used to be an old Jewish tradition. It says you wear black. But it became a goyish minig. It's brought down in Halacha in earlier poskim. that you're not supposed to wear black at a funeral. I mean, like, not the men of black suit. We wear black suit, do you wear it? But like women wearing black at a funeral, they shouldn't do it. Leperl Dominicans today that they do. But again, it was a time that was like the goyishin thing to do, to wear black at a funeral. So then if you did it, you did it to assimilate amongst the goyim. There's many opinions in Shechon Aruch. It's machlekes, not in Shechon Aruch, in Paskim. According to many opinions, you're not allowed to get married inside a shul. You're not allowed to have a chuppah inside a shul. It's forbidden to have a chuppah in a shul. Why? Why? So they write, because a chuppah has nothing to do with a shul. Where do people make a chuppah? Outside. Why do people make a chuppah inside a shul? Because Lahavda, the goyim, would get married in their churches. So they would write, this poskim, I'm not talking about from today's, I'm talking from 200 years ago, 300 years ago. They would write that it would be forbidden. Some poskim disagree, and most poskim, in fact, disagree. That's why the minig is today, most places, they do make a chup inside a shul. Okay? But in many opinions say...
Or they have a hole in the ceiling.
No, I'm talking about the fact that it's in the shul, not because it's inside.
No, I'm saying they have actually cut out.
I know.
Yeah,
but what does that have to...
For that reason.
I'm talking about the aspect of a shul, not under the sky. I'm talking about in a shul, because there's nothing Jewish about making a chup in a shul. A chup is outside. We're like, why would you get married? And the reason people do it is because goyim do it. So later, other poskim write, no, today Jews also do it in a shul, so it's not chukas goy anymore. What I'm saying is, a lot of these things are relative to time and place. Whether chukas agoy, or the man not wearing women's garments, a lot of it is dependent on the time and place. I'll give you another din about a keeper, about a yarmulke. It was censored from the Alter Rebbe Shechon Aruch, but the new editions already have it. The goyim took it out and they censored the books of those days. It's a taz. In Shechon Aruch it says that midas tzlius, for modesty, you're supposed to wear a kippah. Supposed to wear a kippah for modesty purposes. In the Taz holds that nowadays, and this doesn't apply to the Muslim countries, interesting, because Muslim countries, they all wear turbans. Okay? But in the Christian countries, where people, the goyim, didn't wear any head covering, and a Jew is not wearing a head covering because he wants to be no different than the goyim. So according to the Taz and Alter Rebbe brings this down lahalacha, it's a negative commandment in the Torah of le'yatzelchu b'chukas agoy. Because why are you not wearing a yarmulke? Because you want to look like the guy next door. So that's mamish the country. In Muslim countries it didn't apply. That's why it's interesting. The Muslim, the Persians, the Sephardic Jews are not as strict about wearing kippah on the street than the Ashkenazi Jews are. When they come to shul, they put it on. But I'm saying, what's the reason for that? Because in the Muslim, the Sephardic countries, at least, people covered their hair. Men wore turbans. The Rambam wore a turban. Right? A lot of the Rishonim wore turbans. So then, it wasn't the Shaila following the ways of the Goyim.
Huh?
So nowadays, the Lushan, is there a certain limitation, or because it's so vast that everyone...
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of things are, again, relative. I'll give you another din, which is different, but also the same concept. When we were growing up, you're not allowed to have, you know, you go to a Simcha today, they have the dairy creamer in a regular container. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Or you have margarine on the table, just margarine as it is. When we were growing up, in the olden times, you were not allowed to have a part of a creamer like that in a container. You had to have the container Mocha Mix. The Mocha Mix, I think, was the only one that had it. You had to have the Mocha Mix container on the table. Why? People shouldn't think it's milk. You had served part of a margarine. You had to have the container of margarine where it says margarine, you know, the paper covering. That it says margarine, that people shouldn't think it's milchiks.
Therefore, I can take a shower after the mikvah.
No, it's
but
nothing.
That was at the time of the Gemara.
No, that was a different thing. That was for a different reason. Anyway, nowadays, it doesn't matter because everybody knows there's part of a creamer and there's part of an ice cream and there's part of a margarine. Everybody knows it. So did the halacha change? The halacha didn't change. The facts changed.
And
so then, what?
Revolution nowadays, what's the get there for revolution?
Of is Goyish?
What is considered a Goyish revolution nowadays?
Before you were born, they had what was called the mini skirts and the maxis. Remember the maxis?
Yes,
I heard, I didn't see it, Bixab. Somebody said that a girl from Stearns College asked the Rebbe in those years about wearing maxis. Because the Rebbe is very tzniyistic, it goes all. And the Rebbe said, no, it's chukis agoy. Again, is there, today, from people were also long, people wear gowns, people wear long things. It again, a lot of things depends on the time and place. If a Jew would wear garments that would be openly goyish, I don't know examples today because you know
skull and crossbones.
Huh?
Skull and crossbones design.
I don't know what that is. Skull. Again, if it's anything to mimic the follow the goyim, it's not allowed.